Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It does kind of beg the question what the monument's going to be. Is it just like a gigantic screw? Or is it just... Exactly what sort of monument is one put up to talk about boys being, you know...
Well, it says it's a 400-pound monument, so it's probably the life size of one priest.
It's just a...
He's been in the business for a while, apparently. I remember them back in my prep school days.
It's just a giant statue. What's that, John Gahan guy? It's just, you know... Mm. All right. It's a big bottle of roofies. 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving. We're here with Oregonian TV critic and all-around good guy, Peter Carlin. In a short while here, we'll talk about... Peter Carlin's brought music he's going to play for us. This
yeah,
is
I'm
music.
So proud.
This is music performed by you. This is... I know you've
me,
got a...
Yeah, it's Peter Carlin Band.
The Peter Carlin
it's
Orchestra.
Me and another guy and a computer that plays drums.
Excellent. So we... I know you've got a Christmas, like a benefit CD you put together, so we'll...
Yeah. Well, I didn't... My neighbor put it together.
We'll whore that relentlessly.
He's a good guy. I just dragged it down.
All right. So we'll talk about that here in a short while. We've also got How Chicks Think with, I think... I'm not sure. I think Jolie continues to be gone.
She is gone.
I'm not, okay.
The office is dark. The phones just keep ringing and nobody answers.
What, so Jolie, what's that?
Could I do the How Chicks Think segment?
If you'd like.
Yeah, I wanted to be the chick.
All right. So
is that cool? Or no, I don't want to step on anyone else's act.
There are no toes to step on.
She's not even haired. Yeah, that's fine. All right, so How Chicks Think with Peter Carlin from the Oregonian coming up later this hour. Coming up in the third hour of the show, today's top five. Today, the top five songs with money in the title. In honor of today, Black Friday at a holiday store near you. Here's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A Kentucky man has been found guilty of murdering his wife. Convicted based in part because a homemade rap video he made about the killing. Jurors recommended a life sentence in prison for 31-year-old Dennis Green of Lakeside Park. This is in northern Kentucky. Just hours after killing his beloved wife, Gene made a rap video in his apartment in Chicago where he fled and was eventually captured. The video shows Green relaxing, smoking marijuana, and admitting that he told his boss he would not be at work the next day because he was going home to fight with his wife. The taping continued into
life
the afternoon.
Life in a rural paradise.
He eventually rapped the lines below. Should I rap these just like him?
Yes.
I don't care about tomorrow. Hell, you tried to dare me. The boop bitch made me mad. I put it on paper. Hell yeah, she made me mad. She kept at me, so I had to take her boop life. I cut her mother boop neck with a sword. I ain't going to jail, I told you. I ain't going to be on the run. I got a gun.
Okay, there you go.
That Peter Carlin's band do that one.
The idea that anybody in Kentucky would choose rap as a means to express themselves is kind of interesting in and of itself anyway. So.
Well, man.
All right.
This guy needs, I don't know, some kind of counseling.
Or just to be taken aback and killed so he doesn't spread his moronic seed to any future generations.
If you're going to kill, don't confess.
Well, that's like the third case we've had in, I don't know, just with like the last 6 months of people killing and then going home and making rap songs about it.
Is that right?
There was some, well, we've had a whole series of, we're working on the top 10 Rick Emerson, news stories of the year. And one of them is this guy, Big Lurch. And Big Lurch is this rapper who apparently was trying to get a bunch of street cred. We're not making this up, by the way. He's trying to get a bunch of street cred. And his way to do that, you know, because some guys in the rap community, it's like you rob a bank or you engage in a drive-by, you dangle vanilla ice off a balcony or something. This guy killed his roommate and then ate her lungs and didn't see that that was going to sort of put the kibosh on his hip-hop career.
Just the lungs?
Yeah, just, I mean, I don't know, and I don't know why you'd just, like, pick the lungs anyway.
Sounds like one of those 50s exploitation films. I ate her lungs.
I filmed in Argentina, where life is cheap. Anyway, and so then we had like two separate cases, one in Germany, one in Florida, where all the bad things happen now. And now this one, where it's like, you know, we had one about a month ago. A guy cuts his friend's head off and then goes home and freestyles about it, like on a videotape, which he then keeps like right in the VCR labeled like video I made after I cut off my friend's head and wore his skin. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Kids today.
Aren't you glad you came in, Peter?
Yeah.
Well, we have to report these things. That's our job. World number one golfer Tiger Woods is to marry his Swedish girlfriend, Elin. a 23-year-old former model. Woods, who's 27, popped the question after the President's Cup competition in South Africa. The Daily Expression quotes, she said yes, and called her father to tell him, Dad, we're engaged. She called me yesterday morning. I was incredibly happy, said Elon's father, Thomas. Woods and Elon, his girlfriend of 2 years, became engaged during a 4-day stay in South Africa's luxurious Swamweli Game Reserve outside the coastal city of Port Elizabeth.
Have you seen that girl that Tiger Woods is engaged to?
Yeah.
I mean, she's one of those... She doesn't even look real.
She's a fembot.
She really did. Man. It's like she was assembled from all the hottest parts of various women. She's some sort of bizarre Edward Scissorhands woman that was just sort of put together in a lab somewhere. Which I don't even understand. I mean, if you're 27 and you're Tiger Woods, I mean, you're fantastically wealthy. You're fantastically famous and talented. At a certain point, I just don't even understand why those guys get married. Like, what could possibly motivate you to get married when you're Tiger Woods, you know?
Oh, she was working as a nanny to the children of another golfer.
Yeah, all right. Because that's who you want to nanny your children, is the Swedish supermodel. That's immediately who springs to mind.
The Farside cartoonist Gary Larson has released an anthology of his work, a 2-volume set containing more than 4,000 panels and weighing 20 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he retired at the height of his popularity in 1994 to pursue his love for the jazz guitar. The 53-year-old said he never realized the role of celebrity cartoonist, preferring to live quietly in Seattle with his wife of 15 years. In his essay, included in the anthology, Larson explores the twisted roots of his fertile imagination. Special credit goes to his older brother, Don, a maestro at manipulating Larson's fear of closet monsters.
Wasn't it Larson that went to he went to UW?
No, he grew up in Tacoma.
Didn't he? And I think, if memory serves, Gary Larson was at UW when they went through this whole thing of choosing a new mascot or whatever, because I don't know, it was like that.
I think Gary Larson went to WSU.
Was it? He went to either UW or WSU.
Yeah, he went to WSU.
And it was at a point when they were choosing a new logo or a new, you know, whatever. So you could have really ended up with one of those, like, slitty-eyed cows or something, or just with the little fat kid with the flat top and the glasses could have been the new mascot for WSU. So, hey, speaking of Gary Larson and guys who retired, anybody see Opus?
Yeah,
come back in the Sunday paper, man. Berkeley Breathed came back.
Yeah.
After 10 years. Just one of those things that makes me feel old as old can possibly freaking be, man.
Get over it, pal.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm the oldest person in the room. I'm just saying it's one of those. No, because this is something that Sarah was saying the other day, that the first time she ever became aware of Michael Jackson was when he put out that song Scream with Janet.
Oh, really?
You know, which was like 6.5 months ago or something. And so, you know,
kidding.
It's a daily facet of my life here.
So she doesn't remember ABC or I Want You Back?
Well, I remember hearing it, but that was the first time I actually saw him on TV and, you know, saw how big he actually was.
She remembers seeing.
Never saw that he was.
She saw the Time Life ad.
No, I think I watched Thriller when I was younger, but I didn't realize, you know, what a big pop icon he was. Mm.
Sarah Dillon has never even watched Gilligan's Island, she told me.
What?
Good for her.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Okay, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean you've never watched Gilligan's Island?
There was so much better programming on when I was younger.
It's not about bet. Okay, there's always, look, doesn't matter what you're watching on television, the odds are about 99% that there's better programming on somewhere, usually in another country. But just saying that it's bad programming doesn't excuse you from not having watched it. It doesn't interest me. It's pop culture literacy. You've got to watch Gilligan's Island. Can you sing the Gilligan's Island theme song?
No.
No long song.
In the name of God.
See?
That's one of those things.
Hey, Gary Larson did go to WSU.
Okay, but back to you. That's one of those things.
Desperately trying to change the subject.
That's one of those things you ought to have to do when you apply for citizenship in this country. You ought to be able to name the Brady's housekeeper.
Alice.
He didn't tell me the answer by Matt.
He did not tell me.
I looked at her, you know, with the
disdain.
Yeah.
Can you name more than two of the people on Gilligan's Island? Gilligan himself does not count.
And the rest.
Season one only.
I have no idea.
Oh, in the name of...
Somebody named Ginger?
That was...
Who knows? You know, it's just an obscure little cult show that no one ever... It's like when I was living in Utah, and I had this friend of mine, and she came from this homeschooled family, and I was at a gathering in her house one time, and of course, you know, in Utah, everybody's got 70 goddamn children, and so you went to her house, and it was like the mom, and then this whole passel of, you know, little Mormon rugrats around everywhere. And I remember at one point, you know, and of course I'm trying to impress the girl and I'm, you know, trying to be my witty, charming self. which always is kind of a mixed
goes over
bag.
Being in the Mormon church.
It's always, because all my humor goes over well with the Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
But at one point, and I'm using all my AIM material, you know, and at one point that they were in the kitchen and it's me and like, literally me and like six kids, and they're like kind of getting dinner ready, and I made some Brady Bunch joke, and it was just, it was like that it was like a half-empty basketball hitting the gym floor. You know, it just stays there. And I went, you know, the Brady Bunch. Bah, you know, just waiting for it to, and there was like the blank, it was like the Homer Simpson slow blink, and they just didn't, and then I looked around, and it was like with the dawning realization of like, you know, suddenly, you know what it is? It's like in a sitcom, you know, where like Roseanne looks around and suddenly realizes she's in a gay bar. Mm. I suddenly looked around and realized they didn't have a TV. And then I learned they'd never had a television because it was one of those, you know, one of those creepy, freaky homeschool things where they didn't want a TV. But, you know, their children were just so socially stunted because they had no, they were completely completely absent any sort of cultural lexicon, you know, with which to speak with other people.
Yeah, there's probably a middle ground you can walk there, somewhere between not having a TV and just letting the kids watch the 8 hours a day that most kids watch.
Man, that's the only reason I have this job. Do you think I'd be able to do this job if I'd, you know, gone outside and played sports as a child?
Stickball or?
Seriously?
Yeah. Or, yeah. Right.
Doing that thing where kids chase the barrel hoop with a stick, you know? All right. Here's Tim Riley.
That with a penis watch.
Here's your penis watch for Friday.
Look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start a melting away.
Ba-da-ba.
I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
Ba-da-ba.
Dateline. Yes, Peter.
There's a song cue. Who does that?
Do you listen to this show?
I when I'm on it. When I can, I drive around, you know, when I'm not at work, I'm driving around,
No, it's a group called Da Vinci's Notebook.
Ah, I've heard of it.
You probably can't listen to it at work.
No, it's probably, yeah, it's, but it's part
I
of
got
it.
No radio.
Would you be, now you can listen online. On that there.
I know, but my computer doesn't have the little sound card thing.
Well, you got the same computers we do. You got like a, like a Vic 20. You got like an Apple II there.
It works at the KOTKF newspapers.
Yeah.
Hey, what the?
Anyway, a woman gets 18 years in the castration try. This is Dateline Santa Fe. A woman's been convicted for her role in the attempted castration and assault of a Santa Fe man last year. 27-year-old Melissa French is a single mother. She was not present when four of her friends attacked Donald Hamilton, her former boyfriend, at her home. However, they found French was involved in planning the attack. A Russian assault rifle was placed in Hamilton's mouth and later fired between his legs and the word narc carved in his forehead with a pocket knife.
Wait, what word?
Narc.
Narc.
Narc?
Yeah.
Why were they so steamed about this guy?
I don't know. He suffered separated shoulders, stab wounds, and several broken bones.
His girlfriend's friends did this to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of any part of your body being... I don't like the idea of any part of your body being separated. You know, there's bleeding and there's bad, and then there's separated, which kind of takes things... It's like when you read on the... You know, those, you read those chicken recipes where they talk about separate the chicken.
And this
know?
Is this is sticking at you more than the bullet in the groin.
Well, what? It's a penis watch, you, dude. You should hear some of the. See, it's like, you know what it is. I was saying the other day that if I had kids, see, this is the difference between
yeah,
me.
If you had kids, you'd have a hard time listening to the Rick Emerson show while you were driving around.
I got nothing because it's like I, you know, there's people out there that it's like. I know people who listen to the show, they have kids, and they gotta like drive around or be at the house with one hand on the volume knob, I guess, at all times, because they don't want their children to be exposed to my filth and foulness and the bleakness that is the Rick Emerson. But I don't care, because it's like, if I had kids, I would just expose them to violence nonstop, just to desensitize them early. I was saying this the other day.
So they get out of their system.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you look at me, man.
Either that or they're inspired, you know, when they need to resolve a problem with their friend's boyfriend, a rifle's involved, and,
when they have a problem with when they have a problem with
separated and
with one of the Beatles, they just pack up their record and, you know,
right.
head to the Dakota. But no, it's like we just get so numb to it here because the penis stories we have on this show, you know, are just not even to be believed. Because there was a whole, or there's another thing, since we're kind of, you know, getting towards the end of the year, it's another thing we had like 9 stories of this year is. Remember when we went on that whole jag of home castration stories?
Yes.
About guys that were either trying to castrate themselves, or it's like they would meet other dudes on the internet, like, wanted, man, to cut off my scrotum, you know? And it's like they would go to some guy's house, and he's got one of those big, those things from grade school that they cut paper with, one of those big whoosh,
no,
you know?
No, no.
Well,
no.
I'm just saying, you know, and then they
see,
go
those are one of those I saw you ads. I saw you cutting off my scrotum with a paper cutter.
On bus number 75 on the way through the Hollywood district.
You, yes. Cutting my scrotum. Me, screaming, ow, ow, ow.
And coffee, question mark?
There's your penis watch for Friday.
Take a look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start a-melting away.
Bow, bow,
I take
bow,
a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
So we're going to have like at least one segment buffer between this segment and then the segment where I talk about the school fundraising record that I'm involved with.
The penis watch. It's for children.
Yeah.
No, I won't do that. We get these long memos from clients and advertisers about how, you know, we're proud to be part of, you know, KOTK's advertising lineup. We're proud to support this program. And please do not place these ads in or near the Rick Emerson program or in or, we get clients that they insist that their ads not go anywhere near, you know, the penis watch or,
yeah,
you know, near, you know, what else? Near the clergy watch. Somebody didn't want to be put near the clergy watch. So what are you going to do?
And the picture they use on you in the promotions when you had long hair like 5 years ago.
Because there's apparently some rule that they can never use a promotional picture that actually bears any resemblance to the real life me. So they got this one where I look like a Romanian dictator.
Oh, with the long, yeah.
And I got that. I look like my name should be Vlad, you know?
Ceausescu.
Like I'm some guy in a Swedish black metal group.
You know?
Anyway, well, since Richard is here, I called him Richard.
It's
all right.
He's, yeah.
Well, it was right after the
missing
watch.
The bag of cocaine.
Now that Peter is here, he can do the TV Tonight segment, since
Hello.
It's right in front of you.
Am I doing the yellow, the highlighted ones?
And pick a couple of your choice.
Oh, hello. Random. Okay, well, you guys have highlighted 8 o'clock, the Justin Timberlake Down Home in Memphis special coming to you on KGW Channel 8 NBC.
The idea of Justin Timberlake being down home. Read a little bit more of that description.
Well, he's going to be singing with a group called the Black Eyed Peas and also with, hold your breath, Al Green.
See, if you had told me 5 years ago that somebody from NSYNC was going to be doing a special with Al Green, it's like we were seeing what were we watching today? It was Donnie Wahlberg.
Yep.
Was on
Ellen.
Yeah, he was on Ellen this morning.
Yep.
And I wasn't even aware that she had a show until today, but
apparently it's one of her better shows.
I guess it's one of those
show.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's like everybody eventually gets given their own talk show on television.
Sure.
Like, do you remember about 10 years ago when everybody was getting their own radio talk show? You know, Mary Madeline, Mario Cuomo, Pat Buchanan. It's like if you could walk upright, they would give you a radio. Gloria Allred had one.
Is that when you snuck in?
2 points for Peter Carlin.
Boom. Yes.
But he was on there today, and it's like if you told me when I was in high school that the two Wahlberg brothers were going to be like these, you know, this titanic force of American acting, I would have thought you were on the pipe, you know what I mean? And so here it is, Justin Timberlake, you know, I mean, we're all here working for $4 a day, and Justin Timberlake is singing with Al Green, man, there's no justice.
Well, you know, but you know, I was thinking today, you know who's really headed, you just reserve her the place in the rehab, the detox, is old, and I don't care if she's strung out now, she will be. Is your little friend Brittany.
Oh, no, we
she is just a terrible, she is an overdose waiting to happen.
Oh, no, well, no, we've said suicide attempt. We've called it that she's gonna try to, but it won't be a real attempt, it'll be the pay attention to me cry for help attempt. We've said that she's gonna have fistful of pills, fistful of booze, you know, within 18 months.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing for Jackson. Sarah's got heavy money on Jackson making a serious attempt at killing himself.
So did you, though.
Well, I thought, see, but I was with you. I thought that he would do it the night before his arrest.
He might be dead right now.
Could be.
Nobody's seen him. So, I mean, maybe he's been dead all this time. He's like that animatronic Lincoln. You know, 4 score and 7 years ago. And he's got the bad wooden Monty Python mouth that moves up and down.
Yeah. All right, what else we got on the tube tonight? This is not a very good night on the TV. I would go with, and then The Handler on Channel 6 at 10 o'clock with your Joe Panagliano. He's bad. We're down with that. It's not the greatest show ever, but it's not bad, and he's always fun to watch.
You're making television sound like a very scintillating way to spend my evening.
Well, you know, there's just, I think tonight, actually, your better choice is just to turn the damn thing off and do something else. You could watch a little on the A&E. They got your Ronald Reagan Legacy Remembered show leading up to Showtime's The Reagan.
Is that tonight?
Sunday night.
Oh, man,
9.
I'm all over that. Hold on.
Yeah, that's going to rock. I can't wait.
Reagan's.
Yeah.
Reagan's. Although it's hard for me. I mean, in a way, it's hard for me to watch it because I don't like to do anything that supports James Brolin, because in a way that supports Barbara Streisand. So, you know.
He got paid already, though. He got paid already. Discovery, you got your Monster Garage Marathon.
I'm all over the Monster Garage.
So that's got to rock. And what else? That's about it. A whole lot of shocking entertainment things going on E! Have you ever watched the E!, like Hollywood Babylon shows?
No, yes. I'm all over.
They do their whole specialty. It's sort of a beautiful thing. I've been meaning to write about this. They hang out around like outside parties, and they wait for celebrities to come out
drunk.
Oh,
are you talking about Celebrities Uncensored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll just catch somebody vomiting into the shrubs or something.
And it's always just like some moron who's wasted and like spoiling for a fight. And they're like someone who, you know, it's like your, who is that guy that was on The Surreal Life? Who got
Corey Feldman.
It's like your Corey Feldman caliber entertainers sort of showing up going, listen. You know, it's like, you son of a... And it's like, yes, yes. And they're eating it up because it's like, yes, take a poke at me. You know, it's like, I think when their cameramen get punched, they get like a $10,000 bonus.
Well, those guys, they do the same thing. It's like those Page Six guys. We saw this great article on Page Six, the New York Post, about Britney was just, you know, retching her guts out in some bathroom, some nightclub, something in New York.
And they deny it. It's always like, oh, no, she was having a great time.
Yeah.
Just the way that she so heatedly denied that she was a smoker.
Well, but then they got a picture of her leaving the club, and it's like she has makeup from the nose up, but there's no makeup from the nose down. It's like totally... Like, from the nose down, it's a whole different blotchy story, you know?
Yeah.
So, something bad was going on.
First time you snort heroin, I think it's always rough.
That's Peter Carlin who said that. You can, counselor, you can reach him at the Oregonian. Is there anything else tonight?
I'm just scanning this thing here.
I mean, that's a big no.
I'm not, there's so many channels and so little of note. A lot of old movies that you've already seen. You know,
how about the Shawshank Redemption's on somewhere tonight?
Yeah, the Shawshank Redemption on American Movie Channel at 6 o'clock, followed fast on the heels by the Untouchables.
Don't miss it, though. You have to see it tomorrow.
You're mucking with a G.
Yo, G.
All right.
Yeah, that's it, man. Oh, a whole lot of punked on MTV.
We're going to do this. We're going to come back. When we return, we've got the musical stylings of one Peter Ames Carlin from the Oregonian.
You're going to let me explain first, right?
We will explain and then relentlessly whore
this
CD that he's got out now.
It's all for the kids.
We got How Chicks Think with Peter Ames Carlin from the Oregonian. And then coming up next hour, we've got today's Top 5 with Peter Ames Carlin from the Oregonian.
If my wife's listening, she should call in for How Chicks Think, and she can refute what I had to say.
I'm not entirely sure that's going to be a good idea, but,
she's
your
probably
funeral.
Not listening, so we're safe.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-775-9955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We'll be back.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah, I think Peter's been doing a little drinking this morning. I'm just speculating. here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We're not one of your more sophisticated radio programs here. I don't really think it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on this hour, How Chicks Think. With Peter Carlin for the Oregonian. And later on today, we got the top five songs with money in the title. All right, now, Peter's here, A, because he's a good guy, B, because he dearly loves us and the work we do, but C, and largely because I know he's got you got a CD out, and this is, of course, I was interested because it's, because you all, well, you all have heard it. You've all heard the Tim Riley Factor stuff, especially our Christmas song, which is like, I mean, it's not only the worst music, it's like the worst noise of any kind at all that ever existed anywhere in any sort of plane. And so Peter calls me, he's like, yeah, I've recorded this Christmas song. And it's like, I was just, you know, just desperately hoping it would be something that would make our stuff look good, but that's probably not going to be the case.
Well, don't hold your breath, my friend. It could be pretty bad.
But it's a whole CD, and I know it's benefiting, the children.
The schools. Yes, my friends, let's talk about this thing. It's called, School Holiday is what the record's called. And it's all this has been put together by this wonderful guy who happens to be a neighbor of mine named Kevin Lorla. He works at Nike, of all places. But he's also a fantastic musician. Was in a band about 10 years ago called Sons of Cain. And in his basement, he has a fully functioning recording studio. And he had the swell idea that a bunch of us, he and his talented friends and a few of his lesser talented friends, myself included, would record Christmas songs. And we'd put this together into a compilation, or he would put this together in a compilation, and then, you know, and then sell it. And the thing costs like $12. And $10 of that goes to this. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Let's run this back again. Let me see if I've got the information here.
You're just making this up.
Yes, no, $12. This
goes to your gambling
$10 debts. Of which goes directly to the schools. Each of us are artists. Gets to decide, like, which little part of the schools we wanted to support.
Does it piss you off that you have to make, you know, CDs in the basement of some guy's house and sell them to try to get money to his school? Does it make you angry as an American?
Yeah. Well, next year, well, it's just how it is, my friends.
Can't
yes,
you just
no,
put,
we could talk about that.
Can't we put the $10 towards a revolution instead to unseat our government officials?
A violent revolution.
Yes, just can't we put that towards raise money for a coup d'etat?
Yeah. Well, that's next year.
So. All right, so $10 goes to...
$10 goes to the schools, and I think each person who works on the record gets to designate, like, where their dollar per record will go. So I think I'm going to go to the PTA at Laurelhurst School, where my kids go, because the PTA does the arts programs and stuff. It just seemed appropriate to me. But anyway, so this record is called School Holiday. It's got a whole bunch of really, really cool songs on it, beautiful performances by folks, and I've got the list of artists around here. Or actually, it's on the CD. I'm on it, and I'm not one of the beautiful performances I've
done. Oh,
so
now,
we'll
Peter.
Talk about the song a little later. We'll talk about the song a little later, but Kevin does a beautiful song, and there's some wonderful instrumental. It's all Christmas music, and a lot of it is very beautifully performed. And there's a story that a guy reads, and then there's this thing that I do, which is kind of a might be viewed as a travesty. But song to play. I decided the way you could work it is that you could program your CD, or say that you program your party music, right?
Yes.
And you all your CDs, and then you could put this one on, like my version of Jingle Bells, when it's time for people to go.
So like as
they don't know it yet, but they'll begin to figure that out.
So
and
when last call begins.
Yes, last call. You put this thing on, people are like, you see their foreheads screwing up, and they're like, honey, where are our coats?
It's like one of those things that puts out ultrasound to get rid of mice. It's one of those little speakers that puts out a subsonic shriek to get rid of rodents around your house.
Yeah. So that's the deal. And let me tell you, you can get these things on a bunch of different ways. It's ultra convenient. And you can order them in bulk even. So if you have a lot of money or a lot of friends, if you're a Fred Miller type, say, for instance, he's a listener of yours.
Okay. If only anybody knew what that meant.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. He works at PGE.
All right.
And he's a big wheel. And he listens to the show. I can't believe it. Like, you'd think he'd have more important things to do.
So there's like a website people can go
yes,
to?
Yes, there's
a
website, mediaunion.org. Media Union, you would spell that media, M-E-D-I-A, one word, union, Media Union, media, M-E-D-I-A-U-N.
Is this because of the failing
I-O-N
schools that you have to spell this out?
.org, yes. You can, and media, .org, and there, follow the prompts, you can hear snippets of the songs, and then you can order them in the singular or the bulk. Or, if you're an old-fashioned snail mail type of a person, you can send it to Media Union, you can do it one word or two, or three for that matter, because you're just writing it longhand. At PMB number 425, I think that's like post office box, post mail box, I don't know, PMB number 425 at 1631 Northeast Broadway, Portland, or 97232-1425.
You're just making this address up. What does the dash even mean?
It's the plus four.
Yeah, but what does that even mean?
It just gets to a much more precise place.
He doesn't know what it means.
He doesn't. You're
what
making.
What, I look like a postman to
you? You're making stuff up. I think that's there just to see if they can make us write extra stuff.
And they can.
Like, eventually they'll tell us just to put a smiley face, you know, in the corner just because, just to see if they can make us do it. Well, what should we play?
And you can buy them in bulk. You can buy them in bulk, and you can get them for, if you buy enough, let's take a look here. If you buy...
They get a tote bag?
50 CDs, you can get them at $7 per. And then you can sell them for the
you can resell
the
them on the street bootleg
and
style.
And keep the $5 per CD for your school or your registered nonprofit. But you have to have your nonprofit ID required here. Kevin is not a Kevin is sharp, and he knows all these.
Making
and the website rocks.
You're making us a lot of work for people, Peter. You gotta have your
union card. What do you want me to do?
No, no, no. I'm just saying. No, I'll tell you what.
Why don't we play the song?
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. We'll play the song. I'll put this also on my website later, and we'll mention it.
Can I talk about the song first?
We'll mention it several times.
I want to justify why it sounds the way it does.
What time is it? 1:40 Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How long is the song?
5 minutes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's break. We'll come back. We'll play the song.
Yeah.
It's called a tease.
Okay.
Kasem awesome. Style. That song, gobble gobble later. I'll tell you what.
It'll be a dedication.
And we'll mention that information about how to get the CD a few more times in the
yes,
show.
We
I'll
will.
Also put it on my website tonight so people
oh,
can go to the
so
website.
Rocks. No matter which website you go to.
That way they don't have to write down the dashes and the... You know, the ellipsis or whatever it is they have to put down.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it. We come back. We will play the musical stylings of one Peter Ames Carlin. Still to come,
woo-hoo!
How Chicks Think with Peter Ames Carlin, followed by Today's Top 5 with Peter Ames Carlin. It's the Rick Emerson Show, Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Stay there. We'll be back at Hot Talk to Nettie Kate, the KS for Mix-a-Lot. You can call it whack, but you respect this black. When it comes to game, I'm a monster, Mac.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, the day after Thanksgiving. I'm here with Peter Carlin, TV critic for the Oregonian. Later on, we're going to talk about that Paris Hilton, because, Peter, you've seen the Simple Life show.
Yeah, I sure have.
All right, so we're going to play a song for this benefit CD you guys are doing. We'll have more ordering information
yeah.
on that later on. So tell us about the song we're going to hear.
All right, this is a song that you've probably heard before. It's called Jingle Bells. Commonly known as a Christmas song, but what intrigues me about the song is that it was written with absolutely not the first idea about Christmas. Written in the mid-19th century by a fellow named James Pierpont, who had been raised by an abolitionist minister in the Northeast. But James, who was a bit of a scamp, a bit of a scoundrel, he was a rapscallion, went south and fought for the Confederacy. That's the good kind of guy that he was. Talk about the, yeah, so take that, Dad. At some point, going to college in the Northeast, he got into this whole subculture of people who would, ride sleighs around really fast. They were like drag racing. They were racist. They would have
Fast
races.
And the Furious.
This is a little like,
day.
Somebody said on the internet, it's like the Little Deuce Coupe of the 19th century.
And
he was into fast sleds and fast chicks.
Women. Yeah.
He was. He was very much. He was married. His wife, he had kids. His wife passed away, which is sad. And but then he met another chick and ran off with her and forgot about the first kid.
And this has what to do with Jingling All the Way?
Well, you know, it kind of depends. But you listen to the song. The groovy thing is everybody knows, like, the first verse, Jingle All the
Way.
You know, you got your chorus and you got your first verse. But after that, there's many other verses. And one verse that I like is a verse where he says, now the ground is white. Go it while you're young. Got that? Get the girls tonight. The girls. Plural.
You sure you weren't just high and making this up?
Oh, yeah. I was sober as a judge.
All right. So we're gonna
listen to this.
We got to play this. So
now, this is where my reputation ends in this city, but nevertheless, this
all
is
right.
me.
Peter Carlin, Jingle Bells. Go ahead and roll it.
Dashing through the snow on side, but quickly drove away.
Talk 1080 KOTK.